prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials to come to the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, the prefects, the governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed that nations and peoples of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. This is what he said, verse 5. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kinds of music, all the nations and peoples of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. I truly believe this was a setup. Everyone in the land had to do this. They had no choice. And everyone in the land did this except for three. Look at verse 8. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. In other words, they told on them. You ever had a tattletale in school? Quit tattling on me. That's not nice. By Thursday, I'd had enough tattling, y'all. I'm like, I just started telling you, I don't care. Isn't that awful? I was like, you need to go in there and just chill out. You know, I'm done with tattling, okay? Stop tattling on each other. Anyway, moving on. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, may the king live forever. Well, they're sucking up, aren't they? Your majesty has issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. And that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up. Furious with rage, he's very angry now, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue from my hand? Look at verse 16. I love this part. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. I love it. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, do you hear that? Even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Sounds like these three boys were ready for the fire. I don't know about you, I'm ready for the fire. I want the fire of God. We'll get to that. So again, they get told all the circumstances. They get told everything that will happen. And they say, we don't care. Do what you want. We're not worshiping your God. Look at verse 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual. That's hot, right? And commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. I started thinking about this. A lot of times if somebody's going to tie you up, you're gonna try to, you know, no, you ain't tie me up, right? I believe they said go ahead. I mean, it doesn't say that, but it also doesn't say they struggled either. I believe what they did was like, go ahead, tie us up. We don't care. You're not going to change our mind. Verse 21, so these men wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent that the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these three men firmly tied fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet. Now, I don't know about you, but I try to do visual pictures when I'm reading verses. And I can see old King Nebi, he's sitting on his throne, and I can see him watching inside the furnace, and I can see him just kind of, you know, he's sitting there, and he's looking, he's like, ah, look at what I did. And all of a sudden, I can just see him kind of, what? I don't know about you, but that's what I see. Something's going on in the fire. Something's taking place in the fire. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's something happening in the fire. And it says he leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there three men we tied up and threw into the fire? And they replied, certainly, your majesty. And he said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods. Something's happening in the fire. Something's going on in the fire. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and this is something, guys, right here. And there was no smell of fire on them. How many of you have ever been around a campfire? What happens if you've only been there for a little bit? You smell like it, don't you? These boys were in the fire, and they didn't smell like it. Now, I don't know what you, that's pretty amazing, right? Then Nebuchadnezzar said, and this is, if you can get King Nebuchadnezzar to praise God, that's something. But he said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble, for no other god can save in this way. Then, there's a good word, then, in other words, there's more to the story. We're not finished with the story yet. It says, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now, I don't know about you, but if this story doesn't stir something inside of you, there's something wrong with you. Do you hear what I'm saying? If this story doesn't light your fire in your life, then there's something wrong with you. These boys didn't care about the persecution. These boys didn't care about what they were going to be facing or what they were going through. All they cared about was they wanted to serve their God, even if it meant they had to go in the fire. And sometimes we got to get in the fire in order to see what God has for us, what God wants to do for us, so he can set us free and raise us to another standard that we can walk and be who he wants us to be. It's time that we get in the fire and realize that we're going to serve him no matter what. We're going to listen to his word, and persecution isn't going to matter. Persecution isn't going to make any difference to us, because we want what God wants. We want his victory for us. That's what matters. That's all that matters, is who He is and what He wants me to do. I want His honor. I want His. I don't care what the world thinks of me or says about me, and you can sit there and judge me, and you can say what you want about me. I don't care. I'm living according to what His Word says. And if His Word tells me this is what I need to do, then I need to do what His Word tells me to do. If it's A, B, and C, guess what? I'm going to do A, B, and C. I don't care if the world wants me to do D. That doesn't matter. D's not a part of the plan. Do you hear me? I want a part of His plan, what His plan is for me. But it's time that we get in the fire, folks. It's time that we get in fire and realize that that's where Jesus is. That's where Jesus is. He's there in the midst of the fire with us when we go through the persecution, when we go through all the hot times and all the troubles and all the ignorance that's going on in this world. He's right there beside us as we stand for what is right and stand for what He has for us. But God brought them out of the furnace. And that is the same promise that God gave us here with the last beatitude. Let's look at it one more time. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of what? Righteousness. Amen? I love that. And look at the promise. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, He continues, I believe this is the same beatitude. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. And then look at 12. Rejoice! Can we do something for a moment? Can we just stand up for a minute? I think we need to take a praise break for just a moment. Just right where you're at, can we just lift up our hands? Lord, I just want to thank You right now. Lord, I'm rejoicing in You. Lord, I'm rejoicing in You. Everything that I have, everything that I'm not, it's all about You. That's what I want. I want Your plan. I want Your will. I want your pursuit. I want Your love. I want Your opinions. I want what You want, God. That's what I want. I don't want anything else. I want what You want. And so I take this moment, I take this time, and I just want to praise You, Lord. I want to lift You up, Lord. I want to magnify Your name. I want to give You praise. I want to give You glory. I want to honor You today. I want to worship You today, Father. And I praise You. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I'm going to finish this up. The principles of God's kingdom never change. He says it in Malachi chapter 3. I am the God, I do not change. That's what He says. God tells us, I do not change. In other words, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and forever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and infinity, and beyond. He's the same God forever. He never changes. And just because man changes his mind doesn't mean God, that God changes His mind. Do you hear me? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 says, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. It says it right there. God's Word tells us. We will be persecuted for our faith, but God's promise is when I suffer and endure persecution because of my devotion and commitment to God, I am promised a place of honor and reward in God's heavenly kingdom. Amen? That's it. I'm going to tell you, there's no way out of it. If you're a believer and you love God, you're going to face persecution. That's what it says. Bring it on. And can I tell you that when persecution comes, it's not easy? When persecution comes, that's why you see all these denominations and Christians and leaders changing their beliefs. Because they want to be liked by everybody. They want to be loved by everybody. Well, I just want everybody to like me. Because I'm afraid if they stop liking me, then I won't make my money on TV, or I won't, you know, be able to buy all the fancy cars and do all the fancy things that I want to do. So I want people to like me. I don't care if people like you. If you don't like me, I don't care. I'm going to love you, and I'm going to do what I'm told to do. And if you don't like what I'm telling you, don't take it up with me. Take it up with God. I'm reading God's word. I'm getting it from his book. I'm getting it from the Bible. And if you don't like it, then you need to go read it for yourself and find out if you can find something different and see if I'm saying what's right. Because if I'm not saying it, if I'm not saying what's right, you need to call me down. And you need to show me in the scriptures where I'm wrong. Because here's the thing. We need to pursue what God's word says, not what man says. We need to pursue what God's word says, not what our government officials say. We need to pursue what God's word says, not what every little Tom, Dick, and Harry out there is trying to tell us that they want us to believe and hear and say. Because we need to stand on God's word. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. God, we just thank you that we can come in your house. God, you have shown up today. God, you've stirred our hearts. You've stirred our lives. And God, let this be just the beginning. Let this be just the beginning of something great and wonderful that you have planned for us. God, I come to you right now and I pray that you would just move in a mighty way. Touch the hearts and lives of every individual that's here. God, I pray that they pursue righteousness. Your word says, blessed are those who are persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Lord, I want your kingdom, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get there. Lord, I'm going to follow your word. I'm going to follow the steps that you have ordered for me to go in. And I'm going to listen to your voice, and I'm going to pursue your path. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Lord's good, amen. Amen. We're in the home stretch of summer, y'all. You know what I mean? Summer's winding down, and so we're in the home stretch. So next week is August. We had 5 Sundays in July, so it's been a very busy July for me and my family, and a very tiring July. We're in the home stretch. August is coming up. What that means is back to school's coming. All the school stuff that's coming and getting ready for all the fun stuff that's associated with going back to school. And so here's what I need you to do over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Pray for our kids. Can you do that, please? Pray for our kids. If you got kids at home, I want you to pray over their rooms. I want you to pray over their book bags. I want you to, if you got to go get the Crisco out and slap it with oil, I don't care. I want you to anoint it. Do whatever you got to do. Pray over your kids. It's going to get harder and harder every year. Last year we went to the preschool orientation thing, whatever they call that, when she was getting ready to start a new school, and they tell you what's going on, and you go and you meet the teachers and different stuff like that. And just the few little things that I saw, it made my heart hurt for our kids. And that wasn't even a school day. So pray for your kids. If you don't have kids in school, pray for my kids and all the other kids that we have here at church, because they need your prayers. And so I'm just saying, over these next few weeks leading up, school starts August 14th, so that's 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from Tuesday, I don't know, it starts on a Monday, I think, don't it? Yeah, so pray for our kids, okay? 2 weeks from Monday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, school starts, so just pray. I want to ask, our ushers will be at the back here in just a moment. And so here's what we're going to do. I only have I had an announcement. I can't remember now. Well, yeah. I mean, there's not going to be a ladies thing in August. Y'all going to take August off. You get a break. And they're come to their wedding shower on the 12th. I got that date right. Look at there. 12th of August. And if you are coming to that, if you could let Lisa know today so they can get headcounts and all that good stuff. What else did I forget? My brain scrambled, y'all. When you're running around with a bunch of, 400 kids, it just scrambles your brain. I don't know if you've ever been around that many kids at once screaming and hollering. And yeah, youth tonight, laser tag, 6 o'clock. We're going to have fun, aren't we? Yeah. So can we stand one last time? And our ushers are at the – there's three ways you can give. I'm going to tell you this real quick before I dismiss. There's three ways you can give. Our ushers will have bags at the back that you can drop it in there. There is a box that